This episode of Quick Calls is sponsored by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network T-shirt store. Visit www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN for the latest in Front Row Mafia T-shirts.
It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, we're at the Kingsway Legion here in Edmonton, Alberta. And there's Andre Z. He's got to get rid of some gas here because this is he's been motoring all night here with this RCW Collision Course show.
I enjoyed it.
Joining me here tonight is, of course, the aforementioned gassiest one, Andre Z.
As always.
Luke St. Van Nielsen.
Hey, how you doing?
Just lovely here. And the wrestling man, Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure to be back.
All right, folks. Now, usually, I'm going to bring this up right off the bat here, because I know I'm going to have to eat some crow on this one.
You eat crow almost all the time.
I don't eat that much crow, but I'll eat it on this one. Normally, I've said that RCW generally has been one of those cards that you look at and you're going to get some car wrecks and you're going to get some good matches. I'm going to take that back tonight. I didn't know what
to expect. All car wreck? Or all good matches? Or run really good car wreck match.
It's funny how people interrupt me so I could have answered that one already. Jeez. Anyway, folks, even with three newcomers to the card, this card was organized well, run well, and outside of one match that I can count on, which I will bring that up. It's my usual bring up. This was an absolutely great card. But
He's been in every one of your bring up matches, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But let's get to the card here, folks. We had a PWA alumni and now RCW's own Strife taking on a returning Silly Willie Saint.
Gotta love Willie.
Gotta love the Willie, folks.
Silly Willie.
Little Willie.
And let's get rid of the music here. But
little Chilly Willie.
In the end, Strife defeats William Saint with a small package cradle off a superplex off the top rope. Almost looked like a double pin, but Strife managed to get the one shoulder up to cancel out his pin. Andre, you had a great view of it. What's your thoughts?
I did not have a great view of it. I'm in the far corner with sound. But honestly, I thought the crowd was really good for these guys, especially. Like, the crowd was really back and forth. There's a nice Willie Saint pro crowd and a really good Strife pro crowd. And I think that really helps the match overall. And I thought these two working together, both are very good in the ring, both very technical. Strife has a more kicking and some nice Japanese style strikes. I really enjoyed this match overall.
Luke,
it was nice to see two old faces come back once again there.
As we have the Calgary version of the Front Row Mafia heading out here, so
they're the one-winged angels now.
Oh yes.
Go ahead, Luke. Sorry.
Yeah, yes, I got a little bit thrown off there. Two old faces returning, and the crowd split 50-50 among them, but still giving them nice returns nevertheless. That one went about 15 minutes, and you know what?
Yeah, time-wise, it didn't feel like 15 minutes, but it did go 15 minutes.
16.
Sorry. Mr. Timekeeper / sound guy.
The announcer had a time thing going.
Mr. Hamilton, your thoughts?
Overall, pretty good match. These two were well matched up. The ending, I thought it was going to be a double pinfall, but Strife got his shoulder up, got the win, so that's all that matters. And I guess he advances in all the winners are advances
no,
to...
it's just points.
Oh, it's okay. A point system.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
We're talking about the Canadian Championship Challenge. Essentially, there is a round-robin tournament going on right now to determine who's going to get the vacated Canadian Heavyweight Championship vacated by Bobby Sharp in late July. So
the finals will be in Calgary next month.
On the 22nd, I do believe, for the Rise of Legends tour.
We're getting the semis here in Edmonton.
Yeah, I guess we're getting a bonus out of that. So moving on, let's get to our next match.
Let's get really fast through this one.
Oh, I'm gonna love this one. We have Steven Styles defeating Dead Zone by countout, which I find is a rather...
That's good. Let's move on.
I find this rather appropriate for the fact that this match was a Dead Zone for me.
Yes.
Especially with... I'm sorry. Just... Yeah, it just looked uglier than...
At least I didn't take 15 minutes.
It was a Steven Styles match, so
I was falling asleep.
There you go.
Steven, with no
snap suplexes.
Steven Styles, if you took the compliment I gave you last quick calls to your head, let's bring it back down to earth again. But let's move on to the next match, thank God. Our third match of the night, we had another PWA alumni who is making his third match in RCW, Dylan Knight.
Yeah.
Taking on Barricade, and I found this a rather interesting matchup with two big men going at it.
Two big men, which is the best part.
Yeah, right now we got a lot of good guys and not a lot of bad guys in RCW, which I don't mind. It means we're going to be working on focusing on skill rather than plot, which, frankly, I'll get into that in a future Blown Call show on how we can make that successful. But in the end, I don't know whether this was a direct homage to UFC 203 coming up tomorrow or what, but Dylan Knight won with an Anaconda Vice, a standing form, shades of Phil Brooks, fighting tomorrow night at UFC 203.
We'll be covering that.
We'll get to that later on. We'll get into that later on, guys. But all in all, it was a great match of two big men. Andre.
Honestly, I enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of Barricade. He's a big, round guy like me. I guess it's the whole fat guy brethren thing, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of him. And Dylan Knight, consummate professional in that ring. He's so good. I've seen him mentor, though, a lot of new guys. The guy is just a pure pro. We know that from when he did World of Hurt Season 2. He was essentially like Roddy's number two guy. He's one of the best in the ring around right now, so technical, and I can't wait. I see him move on. That's points in the tournament right there. So maybe it's him moving on. Him moving on there.
Luke,
interesting to see both guys competing and as faces in this one. I'm used to seeing a knight competing as a heel, but just like in the first bout there, it was nice to see both guys getting cheers this time around. Barricade is typically, more often than not, one of the most popular guys in the company.
Absolutely. And Brian, your thoughts?
I thought this was a great match. Barricade and Dylan Knight, two big guys going at it. But in the end, Dylan Knight overpowered Barricade with the standing Anaconda Vice and picked up the win, which is all that matters.
Yeah, and going from there, up until we hit the main event, I was going to call this match of the night. This match coming up here, we had Scott Justice taking on Britton Bayless. Mm. And I never thought I would honestly say that. With young Britton Bayless, he did a heck of a job tonight. But in the end, he did fall to that one-winged angel and ended up in defeat at the hands of Scott Justice as he's on a roll to Calgary here for a big battle with Big Jesse Neal. Andre, your thoughts?
Good match overall. Scott Justice is always putting on some of the best matches of the night. One of the best. Britton Bayless coming along, getting better and better as he moves along. So, and looking forward to seeing where Scott Justice goes, especially him being in this Canadian title tournament. That's another win. Inching closer towards getting that title.
Luke?
Oh yeah, for sure. Those two guys most certainly delivered as promised. Sitting beside a couple big justice marks there, and then Bayless gave me an acknowledgement, saying, "Oh hey, how you doing?"
And Brian, your thoughts?
I thought it was a great match. Scott Justice, great wrestler. Britton Bayless, he's getting better and better. Had him a couple of times almost, but just couldn't get to three count in the end. Scott Justice was just a little bit too much powerful, and he picked up the win tonight.
Yeah, and like I said, folks, you take out the violence in that last match, and this very well could have been match of the night tonight. So, well, from there, let's move on to our next title match, the only title match we had tonight. And that was the British Commonwealth Championship. A newcomer to RCW, and I was actually surprised when you get a newcomer to get a title shot right off the bat. Like, what the heck? But Phil Deadly taking on
the brand new
hopscotch British Commonwealth champion. The only reason I say that is we've had four champions in the last month. We went from Scott Justice to Michael Richard Blaze to, where'd we go from the Bosnia Adonis to Tiger Ali.
Leon.
So we got five here. So yeah, it's a little bit of a hot potato right now.
What Tiger was?
Calgary.
But regardless, this was a hell of an effort by Tiger Ali as well. And very impressed with Phil Deadly in his arsenal. Phil is a rather quick character out there. But in the end, the sharpshooter of all things from Tiger Ali gets him the submission victory. Andre, your thoughts?
Is that it? Ali showing how he, over the past few years, he's grown as a very good competitor here. And I said, we don't know much about Phil Deadly, hard comment, but I thought he did well in the ring and enjoyed the match. Sharpshooter finish. Tiger just showed what he usually does in that ring and his technical abilities.
Luke?
Yeah, I pretty much echo the same sentiments. I didn't know what to expect from Phil Deadly, but those two put on a passable match, and that's pretty much all I got to say about that. Yeah.
And Brian?
Oh, I thought this was a great match. Tiger Ali, the champion, Phil Deadly, first time seeing him, great challenger. He put up a good fight. Had a couple of times I thought he was going to win the belt title there, but in the end, like you said, Tiger, the sharpshooter, retains the title. I thought it was a great match overall. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was definitely a good match. But then after that match, before we get to our sixth match of the evening, we got to go to our, I think the best way to put it, guys, is holy shit moment of the first half. I wouldn't say night, because we got to say first half, because...
Well, it wasn't puzzle past half.
Well, still, right before intermission.
Or the move after.
Big Jess Youngblood. Oh, my God.
Powerbomb.
Like, he comes out and cuts this...
Promo.
Like, saying that he's going to absolutely destroy Jesse and Jesse Neal. God, I even had problems during the broadcast talking about that. But he comes out. Move some pictures off the merchandise table. Girl comes up and tries to grab those pictures. She's just trying to do her job. And then one of the most dastardly things I have seen. And, folks, we've seen kids hit with kendo sticks here in the last week. But
you did.
Myself, Brian, and Luke, we all did.
Yes.
But Big Jess Youngblood takes this worker at the merch table, this innocent young girl, and I think she could have been more than 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there. Like, there's no words for this here, but power bombs her through a table. And folks, I don't know what to say about this. Brian?
Oh my God, it was crazy, deadly, insane.
That was the coolest damn thing I have ever seen, and that little harlot deserved it. Hail Slammer!
Folks, Bryce the Slammer Sova, newest member of... Andre, we'll get to that part in a second here, Andre.
Okay, that harbin was brutal, but... After he hits the powerbomb and Jesse Neal comes running out to attack him, Big Jess goes running away like a 1940s cartoon character going, ha, 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 ha. This dude is got such good ability as a character. I love Big Jess.
Luke, you got any thoughts on this? This is absolutely insane.
I was tripped over myself. It was just one of those things where I didn't get it on camera, but I'm sure this footage is going to pop up somewhere.
Folks, I got the footage. I'll put it up with the match later on.
Is it going to come with a viewer discretion advice or something like that?
I think I'm going to have to at this point. Oh, my goodness. Like, that one, That one shocked a lot of people. And
that one I thought was a lot worse than Saturday night with Cody.
I will say this. I think everybody in that arena wanted Big Jess Youngblood to get his comeuppance here.
Oh my
but we'll have to see what happens here. We'll move on to... let's move on to the next match here, guys.
Semi-main event.
Semi-main event.
I guess.
Yes!
Fuck, you gave him a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Thaddeus with the microphone. Speaking
hey,
of,
that's what I mean.
Speaking of Thaddeus with the microphone, Thaddeus Archer comes out with Ugg.
Yeah.
Member of the Ugg. First family returning Ugg. To RCW Ugg. Once again.
Ugg. Ugg.
And then all of a sudden, he gets joined by, of all people, Bryce the Slammer Silva in a C-Block reunion. Oh, I was shocked when it happened. I'm not surprised that Thaddeus would pull up something like this.
First of all, Thaddeus did not pull up anything. Tonight, the First Family has joined the Slammer Collective. They have become a part of something much bigger than themselves. They have elevated themselves. They have brought their status up. I have brought Ugg to the semi-main event. I have unleashed a monster that RCW is not ready for. Because RCW, the Slammer Collective, is growing day by day. And we are going to take over. And you will kneel for Ugg as you all... Hail, Slammer!
My God, folks. I'm just...
I'm a little scared.
Anybody got a towel for my pants?
Did you poo yourself?
Never mind. All right, so they come out, and they take on the team of debuting Austin Winter and Tony Novak.
Former PWA guy,
yep. Austin Winter. This ended up being...
Honestly, I thought they were brothers. They look so goddamn similar.
Yeah, in the end, it was a side slam mafia boot combination by the C-Block to get the victory. I'm sure I'll find a name for it. I got to find some way where I can reach Slammer's Throne to C-Block ask him to play
special.
Sure, we'll go with that for right now. Guys, your thoughts on the match? Who wants to go first?
Utter destruction. Pretty much two dudes just beating the living shit out of these two new kids. Like, holy crap. And that aftermatch where Slammer had that, I don't know, holy, had him hung kind of weird, and then Ugg came up and just put his face into the chair.
It was a prison curb stomp. That's what it was.
Prison curb stomp. That was absolutely sick.
Like, folks, if you... We'll get to it in just a second here. I want to get Luke and Brian's thoughts on the match first here. Luke?
Well, it was, at first, when Ugg is making his return, it's typical that somebody coming back from injury gets a nice standing ovation there. But then his association with Thaddeus Archer immediately turned those cheers into boos there.
Yep.
Yep, Thaddeus Archer knows how to get anybody to hate him right off the bat there.
Absolutely. And Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Overall, not a bad match. Just two powerful dudes taking two really small opponents. Really no challenge. C-Block dominated most of the match and got the pinfall. Thaddeus was out there. He guided him to the win, so it's all that matters.
Now, we get to the end of the match, and Andre brought it up here. C-Block ended up doing what is known as a prison curb stomp. Essentially, it is a reverse Boston Crab by Slammer onto Tony Novak, and then surfboards the arms, drags him basically like a seesaw over into the middle of the ring where there's a chair sitting there. And Ugg comes in with a Seth Rollins-type curb stomp to Novak.
Didn't get Seth Rollins-height. Let's go there. He didn't get Seth Rollins-height.
I don't think Ugg is physically capable of getting that kind of height, but I digress at that point. But they were going to do a second one, but all of a sudden the Dogs of War come out to make the save, setting up a huge tag team match, title match going on
tomorrow night
in Calgary with a Calgary street fight. which I'm assuming...
A lot of horses.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of horses, a lot of cows, a lot of Flames fans, because, you know, there's maybe lots of those.
A lot of Flamers, yeah.
Maybe a lot of crap there, because say if you have got a bunch of horses.
A lot of Flamers.
Yeah, a lot of flamers. So, but you know what? We're making fun of this right now, but it's time for us to get dead serious at this point. The main event.
And
folks, I'm going to... I know they mentioned it as a certain stipulation. I'm just going to face it exactly what it was. It was a no DQ match, which involved a ton of a hell of a lot of tables, three chairs.
The TC match?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I said I'm just calling it a no DQ match. And it was, folks, like in terms of violence and in terms of moves that I never thought I'd see. Folks, the Big Jess Youngblood and Jesse Neal. Holy shimey, I think is the best way to put this.
God.
It was
insane.
The spots of the night. Three times Jesse Neal put Big Jess Youngblood through at a table. I'm not going to say through it.
Through one, and then he actually succeeded with the other.
Yeah, the first two times he didn't get him through. The base of the table was too rigid.
Yeah.
And the third one, he ended up propping three chairs against it and finally put him through it.
He almost went and put the ref through it first.
Yeah, well, referee Stanley Hawks, I think his blood pressure's still up. Thank goodness there's a hospital about five blocks from here. So, but the way that this match ended, my God. Whoa. Tree driver through two tables, off the top rope, to the outside. Folks, this was supposed to end by pinfall or submission. It ended with a knockout.
No, it was pinfall.
No.
Stanley got down and he counted three. We watched it.
I was right there. I was 2 feet away.
I stand corrected.
Here's the three count.
I couldn't see it on eye camera, but either way, my God.
Check the Sand Fan page and you'll get the...
Oh, don't worry. The Edmonton SPN video.
The Sand Fan.
The Sand Fan, sorry.
Yeah,
that's what I said, isn't
so,
it?
So, I'm a fan of a clothing discount store.
Yes.
Oh my! All right, you know what? Let's get off of that.
Andre,
your thoughts?
Awesome.
Luke.
Well, look at my video there.
Awesome.
Awesome. But look for the close up of a big Jess smiling in my camera. About a 13-minute mark or so.
All right. And Brian, your thoughts?
Awesome, impressive, insane, deadly car crash. It was what you wanted in a match like this. Can't ask for anything better.
Wow. And, folks, you know, and...
You got to watch it. You have to watch it.
I'm going to get the video up. You're going to have to see this. Viewer discretion is advised, because if you don't like violence, you're not going to like this match, folks.
If you're easily offended.
Yeah, absolutely. But, folks, I'm in charge of the stars. I usually am. And I think these guys are going to be a little bit of shocked here with me here. We're going with four.
Wow, that's like a three and a half.
I'm going with a four. The reason it's not a five is the second match of the night.
Oh, I probably would have made it 4.5.
No, there were some other spots during the matches where... I don't think of that, but we got four stars. Since Brian's got to get going here, I'm going to give him the privilege of the first star tonight.
Main event, no doubt about it. It was great. Fans were on their feet, fantastic all the way through.
Be like another 10.
All right, well, that absolutely is a great choice here. Second star, Andre's got his hands up already. Go ahead.
Scott Justice and...
Britton Bayless.
Britton, I apologize. Britton Bayless, man, those guys, young Scott Justice showing why he's so good. Working with a guy like Britton Bayless, young up and comer, man, just phenomenal. I love that match. If it wasn't for the main event, that would have matched the night.
Luke, your third star of the night?
I would say the third star tonight would be the powerbomb spot just before I went to the intermission there, completely unexpected
I think that's a shock and awe third star, which is more than capable of being there. Yeah. And our fourth star, And folks, I'm throwing out a bonus star tonight too, so as usual.
Oh, jeez, again?
The fourth star, I'm going to give it to Dylan Knight and Barricade.
Yes.
And the one thing I'm really surprised about is the fact that for being such a big man, that essentially, let's face it, when you get big men in the ring, there's a limited move set that they can do. But consistently, Barricade is starting to get a lot more consistently good matches. Like, he's had an awesome match in Springbrook with Big Jess Youngblood. He's had this one with Dylan Knight. His in-ring work is getting better all the time, and working with a veteran like Dylan Knight absolutely cannot hurt. And the bonus star I'm going to give is to the overall setup here at RCW. Over the last few months, like, my biggest criticism of RCW has been the disorganization, the I don't know what the hell anybody's doing the match, any storyline up or anything. We had three matches line up for tomorrow night. And these are all on Facebook. The match between Jesse Neal and Big Jess Youngblood, the winner of this match was scheduled to face Abyss at the Rise of Legends Tour here on the 21st of October. So, Big Jess and Abyss.
Holy shit.
But, folks, I'll give my afterthoughts on my next Blown Call show coming up next week here. But we're also going to have some very special segments in there. I'm going to let Andre C. talk about the first one here.
Well, on his next Blown Call show, I will be reviewing probably not the whole 203 card, but specifically from that from the UFC 203 card, CM Punk versus Mickey Gall. I'm intrigued for the fact that I've been a CM Punk fan for a long time. I don't know if he's going to win or lose. He's only been training for about 2.5 years, so may have to give it to Mickey Gall on that one. But I'm look forward to hearing that on the next edition of the Blown Call.
And I want to thank Luke Samefan Nielsen for joining me here tonight.
Yep. No problem. Glad to be here once again.
And the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, your final thoughts of the show, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, always a pleasure to come here. Show was great. Can't wait. Can't wait for next Saturday. It's going to be fun again, boys.
Yeah, speaking of next Saturday, our next episode of Quick Calls is going to be coming from the Northgate Lion Senior Center in Edmonton with PWA Fall Fever, featuring not only a Fatal 4-Way for the PWA Championship between Brett Morgan, MRB, BVD, and Marky, but also we're a fan of women's wrestling here. So we got Chelsea Green and Giselle Shaw, who are having their first match coming up.
Women's match! Puppies!
Shut up, Andre.
Old school with the Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, I'll give them the Jerry Lawlers after we're done here. But also coming up next week, besides the Blown Call that Andre's been talking about, I'm going to be talking a little bit about Backlash and also the impact of TNA and how they're starting to improve now.
Yep.
We also, that review of the CWC Primal Instinct show will be coming up sometime over the weekend here. I've just been trying to put everything together. And then also, we do have a preview coming up of the upcoming Canadian Wrestling Elite, Canada Wrestling Elites, Destined for Greatness tour featuring Magnus, Nick Aldis of Global Force Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. But that's going to be coming up hopefully sometime in the middle of next week here.
GFW.
Our next edition of Edmonton SPN Presents is going to be coming from Red Deer with the RCW Kryptonite show. Yes, folks, it's a go-home show for September, and it's going to be a heck of a match. So, heck of a match lineup there, especially with that 30-minute Iron Man match between Michael Richard Blaze and Scott Justice.
Down anywhere's too in that, so that's going to be... I can't wait
to announce that.
All I know is I'm going to be mobile, folks, for that match. So
I'm going to be yelling, your winner, Michael Richard Blaze.
Scott Justice, buddy.
I think we're going to have some fights here at the network, so I'm just going to cut this off here right now.
No.
Folks... There's a midget table here, so I'm a little scared of what these two are going to do with it. So we're going to wrap this up here as we're getting police and security telling us to get the hell out of here. So, Cujo, security, same difference. But just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Royal Canadian Legion in Edmonton, Alberta, with RCW Collision Course here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.